Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, New Day? I should say New Dayers. It's a new brand new day. Welcome to the podcast. As you can tell, I'm calling from my vehicle because I'm on my way home from work. So I decided to try to do this on the road as I go, you know, because a lot of times you just be riding and, you know, thinking about life as you drive. And so I was decided to try this out. So it's a new day on the road. If this is your first time listening to the New Day podcast, I'd like to let you know that we're just about celebrating a brand new day, being happy for every day, because every day is a blessing. Whether you agree or not, it is a blessing to be alive every day. So with that said, I got to start off by apologizing to a friend of mine, my friend Delonte. He asked me to be on the podcast next time I do one, but I kind of did this, you know, well, I kind of always do this off of a whim, like off just, I had a thought this morning, and I said I wanted to do the show, and I, you know, I should have texted him when I thought about it. But you never know what people's schedules. His excuses. I'm apologizing to the man because he said he wanted to be calling next time I do the show. So, yeah, sorry about that, bro. I'll get you next time. So, what's your movie about? I said, movie, man, I like watching movies, but I'm not an actor or actress. I'm not into, you know, I'm not one of those people. Yes, you are. Because every day you wake up, starts your movie. And maybe to think about it even more, maybe your movie is like one of those Fast and Furious movies where it's like a billion of them, or the Die Hard series, where, or the Bond series, you know, where it's just every day is something different that had to do with the day before. So what type of movie are you in? Because I woke up this morning, and this is where I got this from. I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, I go back to work because I've been off the last couple of days, thank goodness. And so I enjoyed it. But, you know, time flies. Got to get back to making money, right? So I said, I got to get back to work. Oh, goodness. I'm tired. I don't feel like going in. But then I said, wait a minute. I woke up and I'm a part of my movie. This is my movie. And today is not the same as the last time I went to work. Oh, wait a minute. I got to stop because Avalanche is behind me trying to get around, so I'm just going to stop here. There you go. That's right. Now, the moral question is, do I follow behind the person in the ambulance and cut off all the people that pull off to the side? And the answer is, I did it. Y'all don't judge me. I did it. Okay, I'm not going to completely follow the ambulance, but I will take this little path that was given, especially during this time of the day in traffic. Come on. I mean, you can't judge me for that, right? And if you do judge me, I understand because, you know, some people got to follow all the rules, and I get it. I get it. So anyway, back to the point. I'm in a movie. I thought that this morning. Like, this is my personal movie. Every day is my personal movie, right? And I kind of took the idea from Joe Rogan. I'm sure people have heard of his podcast because it's like super. But he said that in order to stay positive in your day, pretend you have a biography crew or documentary crew following you every day. And I want to take it a step further. Pretend that you are a literal movie. And what are you in that movie? Are you the hero? Are you the villain? Are you in a drama? Are you into some type of crazy sci-fi thing where you're high all the time and you don't know what's up and down, or you drink all the time and you haven't been sober in a while? I mean, I would consider that a sci-fi movie when you think about it, because if I'm constantly inebriated or constantly high, quote unquote, the world that you perceive is totally different than it would be if you were sober. So maybe you're in some type of sci-fi movie. Me personally, I thought about this a little bit because I don't like to just throw stuff out at people and then not answer myself. So personally, I think I'm in somewhat of a drama slash comedy, you know, because I'm not an action guy. Like, I like action movies as a man, you know, it's typical to say that, but as a man, I love action movies, right? But I don't like a lot of craziness going on around me. It doesn't fill my day to have a lot of craziness going on. So I wouldn't call my movie an action movie. Like if I was, per se, a drug dealer and constantly getting into negotiations and craziness, and that's all movie drug dealing, you know, it's probably not as crazy as the movies make it seem, but I wouldn't personally know. But our point is, I don't live that life. I live a pretty buttoned-down, calm life, but it's like a comedy because I'm always in on some type of joke that no one else is in, and maybe a couple of my friends are in on a joke that nobody else understands. And so, and then I look at the way everyone carries themselves, and I see, and I'm, you know, side note, I'm always searching for the truth, right? And I've been searching for the truth since day one, since I can remember, since I found the Malcolm X book in my parents' basement and started reading. I've been looking for the truth ever since then. And because of that, I see things, I believe I see things a lot differently than other people. I see things for what they are. Like, I don't even want to lie to them. I'll tell myself the hurtful truth in order to just so it could be honest opinion. That's the way I carry things. And so when I see people and I see the craziness and everything and everybody and everybody's little personalities and the way they carry themselves and the way they think, that's a comedy to me. To me, that's funny because I know I have my quirks and ways about me, but when I start to look at other people, I go, man, like, I didn't know it was that serious. As I look over at an accident right now, don't look like nothing too bad, but of course it slowed down traffic. Of course, every accident slows down traffic, you know what I'm saying? But it's nice to see that no one got hurt, from what I could tell. I didn't see any wrecked cars. But yeah, like my life is a drama, because not a drama like sad or crazy drama like you get on reality TV. I mean drama in the sense that I'm a black man in America. I worry about my friends and family, what they go through, what my significant other goes through. I live through that. You know, will I make a mistake today? Will I do the right thing tomorrow? You know, that's pretty much what a drama is, you know. And I like to think of myself as a hero of my story. I don't think I'm a villain. I don't think my movie is a psychological thriller where I'm trying to catch everybody slipping and be slick and doing all types of schemes and scams to get by. And if you do that, that's fine, you know. I don't like the fact that people have to get robbed for certain people to in order to make a living out here. But that's your you live in the crime movie genre. Your life is a crime movie. You're constantly trying to find a way to get over on people. And so that's your daily. And so that's my point. My point is stop looking at life as this, oh, hey, woe is me. Here we go. I done did it again. Why is this so bad? Why is it so terrible? Life is just so bad. No, every day is a new day. And today, think about your day as a movie. Like, if you knew that people watch your every move, and not even that, screw that. Just think about how much more fun if you tried to break your life down into a movie. Because we watch everybody on this planet. And if you don't like movies, I guess it's not the topic for you. I don't know many people that don't like movies, even if they just like documentaries. You know what I mean? I think I can see why somebody doesn't like a movie. I can kind of get it. But the point is, think of a movie. And even if you think your life is too boring to be a movie, you're wrong. Because if you sit around and do nothing, and eat and sleep, that's a movie in itself. I done watched 300 Pound Life before. That's a movie, okay? I mean, I feel for those people. I'm not making fun of those people. I never fat shame. I'm a heavy guy myself. But that's a movie in itself. Everything. Just also remember, your life is really interesting. It's really, really interesting. You did not give yourself enough credit. So if you woke up this morning like I did, thankfully, because we've made it to another day, we are blessed to see another day. Was this the, I don't even know, it's the 6th of September, 2018, a Thursday, right before Friday. Isn't that exciting? Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when I wasn't working, Fridays are just another day. But still, it was Friday. That means everybody else was getting off, and people wanted to do stuff, and people wanted to hang out and enjoy it. It's the end of the summer, and it's time to enjoy the weekend. So, yeah, I keep going. I keep sidetracking. That's what I do. But just think about your life as a movie and how you woke up this morning, and I sit on the edge of my bed or the side of my bed and just think. I'm thinking, man, I'm in this. And then I ain't really, you know, give it. Lady just wants to get in an accident with me. I didn't really give it a topic. Like, I really didn't put too much thought into it until I got to work and, like, after I got off. So I live in a just drama that's a little bit of a comedy because I just think people are a little out of control for no reason, and most situations aren't that big of a deal. And it makes every day just a little more tolerable to deal with, because I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring when it comes to my movie. I know that if I wake up tomorrow, then my movie gets to start back over, or it's just a sequel from the day from today. And so, who knows what tomorrow's going to bring in my movie, but I know I'm going to laugh. I'm not going to cry. I'm not a crier. Nothing wrong with crying, okay? Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with crying. Crying is a great relief and all that. It's good. It's good. There's nothing wrong with it unless you cry too much. But I'm not a doctor, so I know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it's going to be a little laughter in my movie. It's going to be a lot of sarcasm. I even have a shirt that says 0 days without sarcasm. That's me. I'm sarcastic. I could be, like, cartoonish funny, or I could be real dry and say something so subliminal that you have to think about it for a little while before you realize it's funny or before you catch on. So this is my movie, and I'm enjoying my movie. I mean, and like a drama, it's not always great. It's been a hard summer for me. But I'm still sitting here talking to you all on a brand new day. And hopefully I'll wake up tomorrow morning with a brand new day, a new movie. You know, could I sometimes play the villain? I mean, in a way I could. Just to pick at, I like to pick at people, so yeah, and like a joker, like a joker, funny, but not hurtful. Not even that far. I like to be good to people, but I do like to pick at people just for fun. So just like a slight villain, like not that much of a villain. Maybe tomorrow I'll do that. Maybe I won't. Tomorrow I'll wake up with an attitude to be a villain and be wanting to take over the world. You know, then my drama might turn into a crime movie. It won't. And if I get in a car accident, it could turn into a action movie, because then maybe I start following another car. I don't know. The point is, that's what makes it awesome to wake up every morning. Who knows? You may think you're in the same rut all the time, but actually, you are living in a movie. And once you start thinking about your movie, your personal movie, it just becomes better, a better, brighter new day.